Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 After, thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And, you know, folks, over the years, over the many years, we've talked about, we talked a lot about policy that involves, is involved with online, the online world, the internet, whether it be, through the networks or whatever. But one of the things that we've talked quite a bit about is the issue of internet sales tax. What should it be? Who should pay it? When should it be paid? Et cetera, et cetera. We've talked quite a bit about this, but today we're going to do something a little differently. We've got Steve Del Bianco with us. Steve's an old friend, and he's talked a lot about this issue with us. He's executive director of NetChoice and VP of Association of for Competitive Technology, and an old friend. And he's here now. Steve Del Bianco, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Good to be here on Cyber Monday.
There you go. And Steve, folks, is considered an opponent of any kind of additional sales tax being charged by the various states and local governments, sales tax on internet sales. Now, the guy on the other side of that argument is Michael Mazeroff, and Michael is a senior fellow with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. And he's a new friend, and he's here to talk to us about this issue. Michael Mazeroff, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you here. And Steve and Mike, say hi to each other. I know you know each other.
Yeah, good morning, Michael.
It's good to have you here. Okay, so what we're going to do this segment is we're going to get some issues on the table. Mike, since you're the new guy, I'm going to let you go first. So give us the facts as much as possible, the facts of why... why all internet sales should be taxed for sales tax?
Well, I guess the first thing, and perhaps the most important thing to know, is that internet sales are already subject to sales tax. Basically, anything someone buys online that would be taxable if they bought it in a store is taxable if they bought it online. Most people don't realize that, but the issue we're really talking about today is who has to collect the tax, whether the seller has to collect the tax, or whether the person who buys has to pay the tax directly to their state.
But Michael, you're saying that it's already official that if you buy something, if you buy a good or if you buy a taxable good, whether it be online or otherwise, you're supposed to pay the tax. And if the company that sells it to you doesn't charge you the sales tax, you're supposed to remit it yourself.
That's exactly right. That's true in every state that has a sales tax, and it has been that way for 75, 80 years in virtually every state. So the real issue we're debating here is the circumstances under which the seller has to charge you the tax. Now,
right.
The Supreme Court ruled back in 1967 and then reaffirmed that decision in 1992 that the seller doesn't have to charge you the tax.
Okay, Michael, that's Steve's. It's going to be Steve's job. I don't want you to get over into his part of this. But
okay.
The problem is that I always pay. I always remit to the state and local governments when I buy something online. They don't charge me taxes, but nobody else does. I'm the only one in the world who does that, and that's the problem, isn't it?
Well, that's what I think the big problem is. Yeah, and it really creates, in my opinion, three problems. It creates.
Well, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you give. We're going to talk about it in the next segment. All right, Steve, go ahead. Steve Del Bianco, what are the facts on your side?
Michael covered it exactly correct. I love it, the fact that Michael opened by saying it's already taxed, because so many of the headlines will ask the question, should the internet remain tax-free? Even the Wall Street Journal 2 weeks ago that featured a debate between Michael and I asked the question, should online sales be taxed at all? And all of that misses the point that Michael made. It's already fully subject to sales tax. And as you said, Jim, your business, Small Business Advocate, you are already paying use tax on any purchases you make where the seller didn't collect a sales tax. That's because 93% of all e-commerce is business-to-business, where the business pays its use tax.
But so Steve, give us. Go ahead and finish the legal issue. Could you tell us the Supreme Court thing right away?
Sure. Okay. And this starts, as Michael said, this started when our Constitution was created. The first article in our Constitution is known as the Commerce Clause.
Right.
And it says that states cannot create new barriers to interstate commerce. And of course, it wasn't e-commerce 200 years ago. It had to do with stopping states from erecting tariffs. Another kind of customs or trade barriers.
The Supreme Court extended that to sales tax based on the Commerce Clause in two different times, didn't they?
It is, Jim, because like Michael said, in 1992, it was the third or fourth successive Supreme Court ruling that took a look at the state sales tax systems, which at the time was 7,500.
And based the sales tax on the company having a nexus inside the state where the tax is to be remitted. We're going to debate this some more after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.